Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side for Friday, May the 13th. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Today, the price of being green. American presidential politics is the most stylized and arcane process in all the world. Anyone seeking to become president must begin their campaign at least 2 and more likely 4 or 5 years before the election. Traveling up and down this country, speaking endlessly to often small crowds in faraway corners of this vast expanse we call America. It is, as we say, a highly stylized series of events, where Democrats speak mainly of social and political equality, while Republicans speak mainly of economic and political freedom. It is, as often repeated, a kabuki theater, highly ideological in its nature. As voters, we want to see someone who, quote, agrees with us, whatever that means. But come the first Tuesday in November, all that changes. Candidate so-and-so becomes president so-and-so. The name currently is Biden. And almost always we see, in their campaign, an ideologue becoming the compromising manager only later when their responsibilities change from winning votes to guiding this far-flung enterprise, which is our country. Some presidents make this transition better than others. Franklin Roosevelt, for instance, seemed adept at both the ideological aspect and the managerial aspect of becoming president. Dwight Eisenhower, to my thinking, was superior as a manager. He had, after all, managed most of World War II, but somewhat deficient as a campaigner. Of recent presidents, I put George H.W. Bush, that's Bush the senior, in the management category, and Barack Obama in the campaigner category. But no matter how you look at any of the nation's leaders, they all had at least one thing in common. They all desired to manage the country well enough so that they could stand for re-election. They would all, for instance, try to achieve the best economic growth possible, even if that meant compromising on some of their basic campaign promises. Bush Sr.'s campaign's promise of "read my lips, no new taxes" quickly fell away once he was elected. Barack Obama also promised no new middle-class taxes, as well as universal health care coverage, neither promise of which he was kept. It's all part of the difference between campaign visions and management realities. But this all may have changed for the current occupant of the White House. How else do you explain such recent decisions as his move yesterday to cancel all new oil leases in Alaska and in the Gulf of Mexico? The combined leases in Alaska alone contained more than 1 million acres, while the Gulf leases are thought to cover an area rich in both oil and gas. Making this all the more astonishing, Biden has canceled these leases at the very time that U.S. drivers are paying an all-time high for a gallon of gasoline. These prices of gasoline and diesel fuel are almost guaranteed to send this country into a recession, something that would be anathema to the average president. But as we said, Joe Biden is no ordinary president. To anyone Biden's age, and I count myself among his company, he realizes that this is his last hurrah, that what he does now will be his legacy throughout all of history. And so I believe that he has thrown off any pretense of managing the country. Instead, he is guiding the nation as a pure ideologue, saving the beluga whale, lowering the rising sea levels, reducing the carbon emissions. In short, doing all those things not to help the country's economy, which is fading badly, but to uphold the values and visions of those on the left side of the political spectrum. If the result of all this is a horrific recession or worse, and I believe it will be, then so be it, as far as Joe Biden is concerned. If it comes to environmentalism or economic prosperity, I believe Biden has already chosen. And his choice is solidly with the environmentalists. It is, after all, simply the price of being green. Turning to today's financial news and comments, in overnight economic reports, four signs that the global economy is beginning to slow. First came news that industrial production in Great Britain, Turkey, and the European Union have all turned negative. Both manufacturing and mining production in South Africa also negative, with mining production in South Africa now down an incredible 25%. Next came word that France has seen a big drop in their inflation rate, while Spain has actually slipped into deflation. Spanish prices actually turning down in the latest month. And remember, we got that big drop in U.S. producer prices yesterday. Finally, China reported that their new loans for April declined by nearly 80%, a sure sign that those pandemic lockdowns are now beginning to hit their economy very hard. Later this evening, Russia will report on their inflation numbers, and I'm looking for a very big drop here also, as the Russian economy seems to be sailing along, powered primarily by their big oil and gas sales to China and India, as well as some others. You may have seen that International Energy Agency report that Russia's oil revenue this year has increased by about 50%. That's a really big deal. Overall, I'm looking for Russian inflation to come back under control, while their oil revenue has now skyrocketed. Don't let anyone tell you that the Russian economy is suffering right now. Turning to the U.S., the headline news today will be the latest University of Michigan survey of consumer sentiment. The street's looking for this number to continue drifting lower. Remember, just 10 months ago, American consumers were substantially more optimistic than they are today. This survey was about 25% higher then than it is right now. Finally, and most pertinently, we'll get the most recent rig count by Baker Hughes, the number of active oil and gas drilling rigs. I would not be surprised to see this number begin to turn down here, a direct result of the Biden anti-oil policy. Remember, he canceled any new leases in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico yesterday. And the oil industry is pretty good at reading these political tea leaves, no matter what the price of oil is currently. In earnings so far this morning, it's all green, with positive results from biopharmaceutical companies Adagio Therapeutics and Long Everin, electric vehicle support company Volta, and consumer products company Honest also up on the day. Honest Company, incidentally, is up nearly 10% right now. Then later this evening, Honda Motors will report, along with medical technology company Embecta Corporation. And that's the value side for this Friday the 13th. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.